This is KUNC. Discrimination complaints have gone up in Colorado over the past 2 years. Such cases are difficult to prove without substantial evidence to back them up. But KUNC's Michael DeJuana has uncovered one case where there's more than just plaintiffs and defendants pointing fingers. A cell phone recording is doing a lot of the talking.
Craig Caldwell is in the restaurant business, which has its share of ups and downs. One of the downs right now is a space he's renting in Denver. It's been empty for months, and he wants to move out, but he can't because of his lease.
I'm good. How are you?
That's Caldwell greeting his landlord, Katina Gatchis, in the liquor store that she runs.
So, what do we do here? How can you help me?
I don't know how you do it.
He's come to ask if he can sublet the space to a fellow restaurant owner.
I met with George. George said I couldn't do it with the guy. Huh? How come?
No!
Now, Caldwell isn't in the habit of recording his business conversations, but in this case, he felt he needed to. So he secretly used his cell phone, which is allowed under state law.
He says it's because he's a Muslim.
No!
I can't have a Muslim?
No.
How come?
Because we have, before that, we have a lot of troubles.
In two recordings from last December, Gatchis can be heard denying Caldwell's request to sublet the space to the Khans, a father and son restaurant team from Boulder. They're Muslims of Bangladeshi descent.
American person!
Oh, you need an American person.
American person I need.
These recordings are part of a lawsuit filed in April by attorneys for Caldwell and the Khans in Colorado District Court. It argues that Gatchis denied to sublet the space because of the Khans' religion, race, and national origin.
They bring all the Muslims for the Middle East, and I have a problem around here. Bam, boom, bam, boom.
This type of discriminatory behavior, these turnaways, are part of our legal history. It has been thoroughly examined and wholeheartedly rejected.
Kusair Mohammadbai is one of the attorneys. He says Gatchis has violated federal civil rights law, which gives all citizens the same right enjoyed by white citizens to purchase, lease, sell, hold, and convey real and personal property.
When minority communities are completely locked out from certain aspects of society, in commerce and business opportunities, it keeps an entire community down.
According to legal filings in district court, Gatchis has denied the allegations, including what can be heard on Caldwell's tapes. So we wanted to know if there was anything else that would have prevented the Khans from taking over the lease. You'll find the Curry and Kebab restaurant in a strip mall in Boulder. A sign in the window advertises a lunch special for $8.95. Rashad Khan owns it with his father.
I mean, these guys are just cooking nonstop all day long.
Inside the tiny kitchen, a cook is hovering over a deep fryer. Another is stirring pots on a stove.
We even make our own cheese and yogurt from scratch.
Khan ventured into the corporate world after graduating from the University of Colorado, but he gave it up to help transform his father's Indian restaurant into a place with a more fast casual vibe, all while staying true to his family's recipes. This is what attracted Craig Caldwell to the Khans.
I've eaten here four times now. First, I just wish there was one in Denver.
Caldwell runs White Fence Farm. It's a Denver mainstay, known for its chicken dinners and petting zoo. He recently closed a corner store experiment in Gatchis' space in Denver's Capitol Hill neighborhood. But Caldwell is certain Curry and Kebab would make a go of it there.
It's a diverse neighborhood. You know, it was inexpensive. You know, after being there for a while, I mean, I was positive this thing would do really, really well.
Financial disclosures indicate the Khans could handle the risks. And even if they got into trouble, Craig Caldwell would still be responsible for making the payment.
It just makes all the business sense in the world. There's 450,000 people within 5 square miles. The money is right there. People who have a certain amount of disposable income.
But Gatchis, the landlord, wouldn't allow them to move in.
Yeah, but I mean, if I have a good tenant financially, he's stronger than I am.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is.
You American. You know that? A lot of difference, you know that?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes. What saddens Rashad Khan most is hearing the recordings of Gatchis with her accent describing him as not being an American. He loves hamburgers and football and even named his dog Ralphie after CU's mascot.
Somehow I was less of an American. You know, I've been here since I was like 11 years old.
It's my belief that unfortunately, bias and bigotry have existed for a long time.
Scott Levin is the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League for Colorado, Wyoming, and New Mexico. The ADL has tracked a more than threefold increase in defamation cases against Jewish people in Colorado since 2015. There were 57 last year. He sees that as a bellwether for the experiences of other minorities, including Muslims, both here and across the country.
What seems to have changed in the last 2-3 years is that people have felt more emboldened to act out on their bias and bigotry. In a way, it seems as if people have been given a bit more permission to do that.
There's also been a rise in complaints filed with the Colorado Civil Rights Division for race, color, national origin, and religion during the same time. For example, racial discrimination cases went up from 198 to 296 cases. Complaints about creed or religion jumped from 44 cases to 72.
Hello, Capitol Hill.
Yes, hi. This is Michael DiOanna. I'm a reporter.
I called the landlord, Katina Gatchis, at her liquor store for a comment. She handed the phone to her son.
No comment. You'll have to talk to our attorneys about that.
And after several emails and phone calls to the four defense attorneys named on Gatchis' suit, I reached just one, William Short.
Sir, I have a trial tomorrow. I have no comment. Thank you.
This is regarding Katrina. As for Rashad Khan and Craig Caldwell, they say they're ready to fight this out in court.
50 years ago today that I went into the U.S. Army, I got drafted, and it was 1968. And, you know, that's the reason you go in, you know, you're fighting for your country. You go to Vietnam and stuff like that. Is, you know, so these kind of things don't happen. I mean, this is American. This is unacceptable.
That's the whole point of being an American, is like getting to be what you want to be. So I don't care, like, if she, you know, doesn't like me for anything. At the end of the day, like, I'm an American. That's who I am.
The attorneys for Caldwell and Khan are anticipating a jury trial, but that likely won't happen until next year. For KUNC, I'm Michael DiOanna.